Translation by His Divine Grace, purport. O Lord, who resemble the shining sun, you are always ready to fulfill the desire of your devotee. Therefore, you are known as a desire tree, Vancha Kalpa Taru. When acharyas completely take shelter under your lotus feet in order to cross the fierce ocean of nescience, they leave behind on earth the method by which they cross. And because you are very merciful to your other devotees, you accept this method to help them. Srila Prabhupada's purport. This statement reveals how the merciful acharyas and the merciful Supreme Personality of Godhead together help the serious devotee who wants to return home back to Godhead. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his teachings to Rupa Goswami said, Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavana Jeev Guru Krishna Prasadi Bhai Bhakti Lata Beej. One can achieve the seed of Bhakti Lata, devotional service, by the mercy of Guru and Krishna. The duty of the Guru is to find the means, according to the time, the circumstances, and the candidate, by which one can be induced to render devotional service, which Krishna accepts from a candidate who wants to be successful in going back home, back to Godhead. After wandering throughout the universe, a fortunate person within this material world seeks shelter of such a guru or acharya, who trains the devotee in the suitable ways to render service according to the circumstances, so that the Supreme Personality of Godhead will accept the service. This makes it easier for the candidate to reach the ultimate destination. The acharya's duty, therefore, is to find the means by which devotees may render service according to references from Shastra. Rupa Goswami, for example, in order to help subsequent devotees, published such devotional books as Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Thus, it is the duty of the acharya to publish books that will help future candidates take up the method of service and become eligible to return home back to Godhead by the mercy of the Lord. In our Krishna consciousness movement, this same path is being prescribed and followed. Thus, the devotees have been advised to refrain from four sinful activities, illicit sex, intoxication, meat-eating, and gambling, and to chant 16 rounds a day. These are bona fide instructions. Because in the Western countries, constant chanting is not possible, one should not artificially imitate Haridas Thakur, but should follow this method. Krishna will accept a devotee who strictly follows the regulative principles and the method prescribed in the various books and literatures published by the authorities. The acharya gives the suitable method for crossing the ocean of nescience by accepting the boat of the Lord's lotus feet. And if this method is strictly followed, the followers will ultimately reach the destination by the grace of the Lord. That's the second time or third time it's been mentioned. This method is called Acharya Sampradaya. It is therefore said, Sampradaya Vina Ye Mantraste Nispala Mata, Padma Purana. The Acharya Sampradaya is strictly bona fide. Therefore, one must accept the Acharya Sampradaya. Otherwise, one's endeavor will be futile. Srila Narottam Das Thakur therefore sings, Tandera Charana Sevi Bhaktasane Bas Janama Janama Hoye Abhilas. One must worship the lotus feet of the Acharya and live within the society of devotees. Then one's endeavor to cross over nescience will surely be successful. Svayam samaturya sudustaram juman bhavanavam bhimam adabra saurida bhavat padam baruha navam atrate nidayayata sad anugraho bhavan. O Lord, who resemble the shining sun, you are always ready to fulfill the desire of your devotee. Therefore, you are known as a desire tree, Vancha Kalpa Taru. When acharyas completely take shelter under your lotus feet in order to cross the fierce ocean of nescience, they leave behind on earth the method by which they cross. And because you are very merciful to your other devotees, you accept this method to help them. Omadkana timadandasya gyananjana shalakaya chaksusan militam jena tasmai shri gurave namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So it's incredible. These purports, 10th canto, are very amazing. And a lot of our most famous verses are found in this 10th canto. These are the last chapters, purports, Srila Prabhupada's writing. What happened to this? So this material world is Durashaya. It's a very bad place, very bad shelter. Thank you. Great. It's a very, very bad place. And under illusion, out of ignorance only, the poor living entities are taking birth after birth in this material world. And they are suffering. This is reality. All around us, so much suffering. Here, fierce ocean. People are in ignorance, pramata kurute vikarma, and trying to get some enjoyment, some happiness. They are performing one activity after another to adjust to this idea of material happiness. Even when they take up so many false paths of spiritual life, their aim is material happiness. So the false gurus, the false acharyas, they say, come to us, put your leg behind your head, wear some stupid yoga clothes, and you'll be happy. You'll get fit and healthy. You'll get healed. People become addicted to trying to heal themselves just so that they can enjoy material sense gratification over and over again. And what happens? They end up suffering in old age with disease and impending death without any knowledge. They become very depressed. And even the most successful, wonderful people, they're all living in California, and the weather is fantastic. They have tons of money and fantastic lifestyle. The beach is there, the sea. And what are they doing? They're jumping off San Francisco Golden Gate Bridge. Even the big guys, big millionaires, you know. Big successful film stars, film directors. Because they have no spiritual knowledge in Kali Yuga, it's a fierce ocean. They cannot handle the old age specifically. Therefore, they're taking skin graft to color, make themselves more beautiful, or their plastic surgery. So their ignorance is so strong that they do anything, ignoble thing, to maintain this bag of stool. His body is a bag of stool, actually. And the spirit soul, he longs for an ocean of happiness with his Lord, Krishna, who is very merciful. And he has set up this creation with the Vedic knowledge. And one of the themes of this is the authority of the Acharya. So Krishna is the original Acharya, he's the original Guru. And who does he initiate? Who does Krishna initiate? Lord Brahma. Adikavaye, Hrida, Tene Brahma, Hrida, Ya, Adikavaye. So Krishna, he's the Acharya, and he initiates Brahma with Vedic knowledge. So all Vedic knowledge is given to Brahma, and this is coming down. Brahma gives it to Narada, Narada gives it to Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva writes all the Vedas, it contains all knowledge, knowledge of Ayurveda, astrology, ritualistic activities for elevation to heavenly planets, to achieve material desires, millions of Shastras, Atharva Veda, Sama Veda, all the different hymns and songs for appeasing the demigods to fulfill material desire. All even basic knowledge, mathematics, architecture, all given to Brahma, and he gives it to his disciples, and it comes down, and therefore people have knowledge. Prabhupada says that the child, he said to the father, what is that disc in the sky? So the father, he has higher knowledge. He said, this is the sun globe. It's very big, and because it's so far away, it looks very small. So he is the authority to his son. So we're born in ignorance, and everything we have to learn, basically from scratch. So Brahma was given this knowledge, he gave it to Vyasadeva, and even after Vyasadeva gave all this knowledge to the world, he was feeling dissatisfied, unhappy. So Krishna, Narada Muni came and said, oh, you're very unhappy, that's because you haven't specifically described the pastimes of Krishna and pure devotional service without any contamination. So in order to be a real acharya, you have to give this. So Vyasadeva in his maturity, having been instructed by his guru, then he writes the Srimad Bhagavatam. And this Srimad Bhagavatam is the key to success for all living entities. Yeah. So my point is that it's coming from Brahma to Vyasadeva, Vyasadeva to Punapragya and Madhvacharya, and Madhvacharya to Srila Madhavendrapuri, Ishwarapuri, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes. So the Lord, he's very attentive. He doesn't create this material world and leave you all suffering in misery on the ocean of birth and death. No, he comes himself. He sends acharyas, he sends his devotees over and over again. And what do, these acharyas? They teach the one dharma. There is only one dharma, that is to serve Krishna. Just like in the spiritual world, everyone is serving Krishna. And Krishna, what's his dharma? He likes to serve the devotees. So there's a reciprocation, and happiness is there. When Krishna comes and sees his devotees, he becomes so happy to see them. And when they see Krishna's becoming happy from seeing them, they become more happy, and then Krishna becomes more happy. So like the happiness is just increasing unlimitedly, because there is the pure love. So this one dharma, when it comes into this material world, it becomes contaminated by the modes of nature, by material desire. So that one religious principle of pleasing God becomes millions and millions of different religions and ritualistic performances. So the merciful acharyas come again and again. Even Krishna says to Arjuna, I give this knowledge to the sun god, but now it's become lost. I've come here to revive it. Evam parampara praptam. This knowledge is received in the system of parampara, disciplic succession. Nivrittitase upagiyamanat. This shloka is there on the introduction to Krishna book. And the curious thing is, there's no reference. Srila Prabhupada's right, this is Sanskrit. He doesn't say this is from the 10th canto. He doesn't even give the English translation. He doesn't even refer to it, actually. It's just there. And I just read in the 7th canto when he's talking about chanting the holy name in the purport to the famous verse Shravanam Kirtanam that Prahlad Maharaj speaks to his father. In the Kirtanam verse, Prabhupada says one can chant a couple of shlokas to the holy name in order to get free from offense. And he mentions this shloka, Nivrittitase Upagiyamanat, which means that the glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is coming down in disciplic succession. And this glorification is nivritta. It means it's free from any desire for material happiness, and it's free from any desire for sinful happiness. So this is the quality of bhakti, pure devotional service, is that the devotee, he may have so many rascal, sinful desires, but he wants to get rid of them. And his thing is that I'm fallen in this world, Lord, and I just want to pick you to pick me up. And I'm busy chanting your holy name and purifying my consciousness. So the symptom, the quality is he doesn't want sinful life, and he doesn't want elevation to heavenly planets. He doesn't want to enjoy. And Srila Prabhupada says that sometimes the fruitive activities of the Vedas, they resemble bhakti. They're chanting mantras, doing puja, coming to the temple, even worshipping the Lord. But in their heart, their desire is for enjoyment. So devotee has to get rid of this enjoyment idea. And he does this by the fierce distress. That's why Kali Yuga is so good, because it's very horrible, very horrible place. Fierce, like it says here. So the devotee is not meant for this world. He's meant to go back to Godhead. So this is the greatest. When you go back to Godhead, then it's all over. You're eternally liberated. So Krishna, he's described as one who cuts the cycle of birth and death, one who ends. He's a bridge for crossing over the ocean of birth and death. So we just do this one dharma, sarva dharma parichaja. This is what Krishna means. Give up all other dharmas, all other ideas to perform religious activity for any material purpose or to deviate from religious activity, spiritual life. This may take us 20, 30 years to get it together, to become serious. You know, I spoke to one devotee, he had cancer. He said, after the cancer, I got serious, you know. And what does serious mean? Serious means that you always chant 16 rounds attentively and you follow the regulative principles strictly. There's an interesting purport in Nectar Instruction where Prabhupada says, a Bhaktisiddhanta says, anyone who doesn't chant 64 rounds, they're fallen. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, unless you chant 100,000 names, which is it 64 rounds? Yeah. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, unless you're chanting 64 rounds, I'm not going to your house for lunch, when he was in Puri, because you go for lunch to bless all the devotees, get their association. Everyone wants to come, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to come to their house. So unless you're chanting 1 lakh. But Prabhupada says, in the Western countries, we can't do this, therefore we've reduced it to 16. The one who does it strictly, he is assured of the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who will accept him. This is the what the verse is saying here, Prabhupada saying the purport. The bhakti lata beach, what is that seed that the guru gives? And Srila Prabhupada writes that this seed is the methods, rules and regulations, something like that, by which one practices Krishna consciousness. So here you've got Krishna consciousness. You know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that you're going to go to the spiritual world. That's where you want to be. This world is illusion, it's suffering. It takes some time to understand that. Like we say, we have different ashrams, different experiences of life. And one goes through it. And one grows old. All the time one's getting older. And as the body gets older, you become wiser because it starts to give you so much trouble. Your knees, your kidneys, whatever, your liver, your hair, everything degrades. The body's horrible, miserable. And we've got to realize that. So that takes time. All the time one practices pure devotional service alongside his normal material life. See? We don't have to worry about doing anything extraordinary. So the methods, rules and regulations, they are learned in the association of devotees, and the acharya teaches them, and it's actually been made very, very simple. Just to chant the 16 rounds, that's one thing, and to follow the four regular principles, Prabhupada says this is our austerity. In the Vedas it talks a lot about, in ancient times, the kings going to the forest and practicing austerities. You know what austerities they were practicing? They weren't eating. Just eating very simply, or very little. They didn't have, you know, bhogarti, rajbhog from their palace, puri, sabji, dokla, rice, sabji, halava, ladu, burfi, sandesh. They didn't get that in the forest. No. They're just eating some really simple, like, even if you can't make a fire, you just soak the rice and the next morning it's ready, so you just eat some rice like that. So they are performing really severe austerities. They're not possible for us. We can't even follow a ekadasi, which that's a big deal, just to give up grains for the day, you know. So that's not important. Prabhupada didn't stress all these billions of rules and regulations, these special titis and this and that and all the... Just chant 16 rounds. And the circumstance is that all around you is Kali Yuga. People are suffering so much. You watch, you're young now, some of you. people are going to become more and more to this Krishna consciousness movement to take shelter. And they're going to need shelter from you and you and you, and you're going to have to advise them of the philosophy and set a good example, because the suffering is going to increase only. The idea of material enjoyment is ridiculous. And Kali Yuga means that idea of material enjoyment is expanded unlimitedly. You know, it's just an idea. But after 60,000 years of modern human history, that's what they say. They say this 60,000 years human beings, civilization or something. So you walk down the high street. After 60,000 years of human life, what have we got? The pound shop, yeah? Or the 50p shop. This is the material world. You know, some advancement, right? So the devotees going back to my point, so your service, main service to please the Lord is to go out and help those people. Even though we're not perfect, even though we are struggling, if we go to help the conditioned soul, we get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. 100%. The preaching is more important than any so-called... item of devotional service, practically. We're not here to enjoy Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. You know, the temple is very nice, devotees are nice, prasadam is nice, everything's very nice, we have nice kirtan, we see the Lord every day, he's so beautiful, we're so fortunate, but we're not here to enjoy that. We hear that to go out and perform the simple austerity of preaching and saving conditioned souls. And this, you'll get Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. 100% you'll get it. and if we can help with that in any shape or form. And yet, Prabhupada just didn't say, okay, go and preach. He made temples, he made deities, and there's so much service, just like these beautiful garlands. That's so clever, isn't it? They're small flowers, but you make a double. I think the Gurukulis made them. They're really beautiful. The older Gurukulis, okay? so there's so much service to do. And all the time, we have to think of Krishna as much as possible and free the mind from thinking of material things. This is the whole process to remember Krishna. And here at the end, it says, one must worship the lotus feet of the Acharya and live within the society of devotees. Then one's endeavor to cross over the essence will surely be successful. Just like, is Ganesh is gone? He's not here, yeah. So he was living in Sheffield before. I don't think he was living in his flat in Sheffield. He'd be able to distribute as many books as he did. So when you live in the association of devotees, this energy, this spiritual energy just comes and we can achieve amazing things. Like the manna distributed over 100,000 books. Because we're living together in association, that inspiration is there. Live with the association devotees all your life. Like you're here now, you're living. But now one day you might have to get married and be out there in the material world. You think life is tough now? Wait till you go outside. So therefore you have to push yourself a little. Stay in association devotees as much as possible. And chant Hare Krishna. Yasyam vai sruyamana yam krishne paramapurise bhakti utpajyate pungsa shoka moha bhayapaha. So when Vyasadeva enters into trance in the 7th chapter of Bhagavatam, in the beginning, after Narada Muni's told him, you've got to write about the Lord, you've got to write about Krishna fully, dharma projita kaitava, all anything but service to the Lord is cheating our religious principle. There's only one religion, that is to serve Krishna, give him all happiness. And all the other rules and regulations of Shastra is just to bring us up to this level. What is the verse? Smarta Vyasa Tatam Vishnu. There's only one thing, to always remember Krishna and never forget him. That's two. But it's the same thing, negative and a positive. So all the Vedas are there just to support this one principle. And there's another wonderful shloka about Vede Ramayana. In all the Vedas and the Ramayana, and the Puranas and the all the Shastras, there's only the glorification of Lord Hari. That's all that's there, actually, on a deeper level. But the fruitive workers, speculators, the mental speculators, those who are attached to Vedic rules and regulations, they don't know this truth. What I mean to say is, you can read all the Vedas, you may not know the truth just by studying the Vedas. Nihitam tako pratistha shutya nabina nashabrishi yasya natad nabinam. Dhammashitabham nihitam guhayam. Guha. So all the Vedas are there, but how to understand them? You need the guru. You need the acharya. Nihitam guhayam. Because it's by nature, Krishna consciousness is a secret. That's its nature. It's concealed. It can't be just taken so easily. You've got to find it in your heart by two processes. The guru outside and the super soul inside. So if you have faith in that inner guru and your external guru, they're the same manifestations. One is outside, one is inside. So by very carefully cultivating your internal Krishna consciousness and very carefully hearing from the acharya, then one makes very sound progress by these two acharyas. And then the secret is revealed by application. It yasyam vai bhakti utpajate. It springs from the heart automatically. Just like Jaga and Mada. They were great demons. They were big Brahmin demons. They were very sinful guys. But when Lord Nityananda later, or Lord Chaitanya, met with them after they had repented and become devotees somewhat, started chanting their rounds and being well behaved, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he just touched one of them. And he immediately began to offer eloquent prayers in full knowledge of Krishna, his forms, his incarnations, his pastimes. And the same with this other devotee, this young boy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just let him suck his toe or something like that, some child. And then the child immediately awakened and began to offer all these eloquent prayers. And when the Lord came to see Dhruva, he touched him with his conscious cell, and Dhruva immediately awakened and began to offer all these prayers. So it's not something that you can intellectually cram in your head and learn it. It's already there in your heart, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem. And just by the application, you have to wait for the mercy. Tateyanukampam. The mercy follows one who keeps trying, keeps chanting, and keeps hoping. This is hope against hope, like that. I was trying to get another point in about Dharma Praitava, Kaitava, Srimad Bhagavatam. So the Srimad Bhagavatam is the authority, the Acharya's authority, and the devotees are the authority. And these, all we need, everything, all the help we can get. So I'll kind of stop now, I think. And perhaps we'll have some comments or questions.